It is the Exploded It Show on the Exploded It Podcast Network. Show. Let's go ahead and get into some applauded news to know. Well, it's that time of year where the leaves are falling and pumpkin is coming out. Everything. If you've had Spam before, I'm sure you're a fan. For those that like Spam, like I am, hey, I'm around their tattoo anyway. Spam pumpkin is real. It's delicious, and it's for your enjoyment, according to Spam.com. Look for limited edition Spam pumpkin spice 2-packs coming September 23rd to Spam.com. And Walmart.com. Now, I don't think Spam goes good with anything other than meat flavor, but I especially don't think pumpkin goes good with meat. Michael Jordan has donated $1 million to the Bahamas for Dorian relief. NBA legend Michael Jordan has jumped into the Bahamas relief effort by announcing he will give $1 million to help the islands impacted by Hurricane Dorian. I am devastated to see the destruction that Hurricane Dorian has brought to the Bahamas, where I own property and visit. So that's just the case of Michael Jordan making good on his platform to help people affected by Hurricane Dorian. We recently had some flooding in Texas, so that will remain to be seen how relief efforts go in Texas, but it's good when athletes and celebrities pitch in on what they can to help people in need. DC Comics is celebrating the 80th anniversary of the Batman series. So if you didn't know that, it's the 80th anniversary of Batman. There's been signals and of Batman celebrated all throughout the world. So celebrate DC Comics' 80th anniversary of Batman, however you desire. Nicki Minaj has retired. She announced on Twitter that she decided to retire and have my family. The rapper didn't go into further detail. I'm sure she's made enough money and is satisfied. Maybe Maybe when after her family started and she could be more independent again, maybe she'll come back. But, you've got some, you know, you've got Cardi B. She's big in the rap scene right now. And there's many more coming up, so maybe it's just the right time for Nicki Minaj to get out of the rap game for now. Listen up, we got an Area 51 update. Despite millions responding to the public Facebook event, Storm Area 51, they can't stop us all. Nevada authorities say about 40 people gathered at the gates before being confronted and disbarred by law enforcement. According to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, one arrest was made, not for an attempt at freezing an alien, but for public urination. So yes, why there were some committed goers of Area 51. The turnout they were hoping for was not what they expected, I'm sure. But the Facebook group had also said it was like not a serious thing and to just not do it. So, despite the discouragement, 40 people still went out there and participated. So, that's gonna wrap up this portion of the Applauded News to Know. After the break, I'll have more show. I'll have a Rouse Reviews to talk about. Vaping has been in the news, so I'll touch on that. And much more after this break. The vaping. Vaping has been in the news for all the wrong reasons. CDC investigates outbreak of several lung disease in patients who have recently used e-cigarette products, also known as vaping. Also known as using an e-cigarette product, is commonly called vaping. E-cigarettes work by heating a liquid to produce an aerosol that users inhale into their lungs. The liquid can contain nicotine, tetrahydrocannabinol, otherwise known as THC, that's a lot easier to say, and cannabinoids, CBD oils, and other substances, and additives. Couldn't read that. Additives. There's been a conspiracy theory by some to say that vaping was advertised to be a safer alternative to cigarettes, and it does not appear to be the case. However, the tobacco companies are being accused of saying that, hey, you know, okay, we thought this was going to be the future, the new generation of tobacco users, and was not as profitable as they were hoping, and so now they're raising all these red flags about vaping and hoping that tobacco users will go back to using traditional cigarettes. That's just somewhat of a conspiracy theorist look at it. It's causing severe lung injuries and some deaths. And according to some doctors, a year ago or so, they would have just thought nothing of it and thought, oh, well, it's not a lung injury, it's just, you know, like pneumonia or something like that, that's doing the lungs like this. But now, since there's little knowledge about this situation, that it's being discouraged to not vape at all. And doctors are looking for it more frequently now. So, well, recently I had a chance to try Carl's Jr.'s and Hardee's breakfast burger. It has egg, sesame seed bun, American cheese, egg, bacon, and hash brown in the sandwich. The portion is very filling, and I ended up getting this around midnight one night, and it was just the right amount of food at the time that I needed it. And so, yes, it was very filling. The ingredients were great. The egg with the cheese and the hash brown were a nice, nice combination. And the sausage patty was very good. Or it might have been a hamburger patty. No, it was I believe it was a hamburger patty. And it was very, very tasty, very good. I strongly recommend you give Carl's Jr. Hardee's breakfast burger a try. So my opinion, it is an awesome option for that late night fix. That does it for this portion of the Applauded Show. After this quick break, I will have some football things you need to know, and probably a little bit more show after this. So stay tuned after the break for more of Applauded Show. new format here on the show, so bear with me if things are a little bit not as precise as they need to be. But it's football things to know, and that's what we're going to get to right now. I'm going to give you a recap of Monday Night Football so far. In the opening week, we had New Orleans win a thriller over the Houston Texans on a last-second field goal. Deshaun Watson went down and scored with about 51 seconds left. He scored two plays. Drew Brees got the ball back with 35 seconds and got the team in field goal position. And the kicker, Will Lutz, kicked a 50-plus yard field goal to win the game. In the second matchup of Monday Night Football Week 1, you had the Oakland Raiders and the Denver Broncos. And fans were not happy because of the Antonio Brown situation. I won't get into that because there's just so much to dive into. Went from a Raider to a Patriot and out of the league in a couple of weeks. But they were saying expletive F Antonio Brown. That was the chant from the Oakland Raiders crowd. It was F Antonio Brown, and they were tearing his name, literally ripping his name off of the jersey. In week two of Monday Night Football, you had the Cleveland Browns go up against the New York Jets, who were on their second and third string quarterbacks. But it was a get-right game for the Cleveland Browns. And there were some missed opportunities and mishaps during the game for the Browns, but Baker Mayfield hit Odell Beckham Jr. for the longest play in Odell Beckham Jr.'s career. I believe it went for 89 yards and a touchdown, and that set the game apart, and the Cleveland Browns went advanced to 1-1. That's been your recap of Monday Night Football. And let's get to Thursday Night Football. Games are not good on Thursday nights. You had a very low scoring game between the opening game of the season when you had the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers. Offense was at a minimum and Green Bay took the game in a very low scoring game. And then you had Tampa Bay play Carolina in week two of Thursday Night Football. And weather was a mess, the game was a mess, it was very difficult to follow the game, just a mess. But the big thing that's going on in the NFL right now is you have a new class of quarterbacks. You have Ben Roethlisberger out for the season with a elbow injury and surgery. I believe it's been compared to or described as Tommy John surgery, so he's out for the season. And Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph will get the start for the season, rest of the season. And be on the lookout for a receiver called Washington for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a very good connection back at Oklahoma State, so that'll be fun to watch. And then you have the New York Giants benching Eli Manning for Daniel Jones. So the changing of the guard for the Giants. And then you have Drew Brees on a fluke accident. Hit his hand on Aaron Donald's helmet and apparently broke his thumb or badly injured his thumb. And he went under the gun surgery, and so he's got about 6 weeks he's going to be out. And Teddy Bridgewater is going to get his chance to be the starting quarterback. And Taysom Hill will probably get some time at quarterback as well. I'm trying to think of any other quarterbacks that have gone out. Well, of course, you had the retirement of Andrew Luck before the season, so that was a surprise to many. Yeah, so what you're seeing is a lot of these 30-year-old quarterbacks and 40-year-old quarterbacks are getting banged up, and you're getting a new chance to see some young faces at the quarterback position in the NFL. Coming up on next week's show, we'll recap Browns and Rams, and many more, I'm sure, many more games. And we'll recap the Primetime Emmy Awards. That's happening. Now we'll recap the Primetime Emmy Awards on the next show. And Game of Thrones is predicted to be a big winner in that. So we will find out how that turns out. And we will recap that on the next episode. I'm trying to think, what else do we have to promote on the next episode? We'll probably have some college football in there. We'll have, who knows what's going to be going on with the stories. But that's going to be it for this episode of the Applauded Show. This concludes Football Now, or Football News to Know on the Applauded Show. And you can follow the Applauded Show on Facebook. You can follow it on the Exploded It Facebook page. It's facebook.com/explodedit. Everything Applauded It will be there. You can follow me on Twitter at Radio Ralph Media. You can email me at explodedralph@gmail.com. That's explodedralph@gmail.com. You can visit explodedit.com. That's still around. And you can just Google Applauded It and the search engine. And you'll see a lot of the Applauded It pages, like Radio Public, Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and of course the YouTube channel. So please check out the YouTube channel as you probably are watching this, but continue to check out the YouTube channel. I'll continue to post videos there. And I'll put out the audio version weekly. So, for now, until next time, this is Radio Ralph signing off for the Applauded Show on the Exploded Podcast Network. This has been a Radio Ralph production. Four things to know.
Be sure and follow the Applauded It Show on the Exploded It Facebook.com/explodedit. That's the Exploded It Facebook page, Facebook.com/explodedit. You can follow me on Twitter at Radio Ralph Media. And you can Google or whatever search engine you use, Applauded It Show in your search engine. And you will get most of, not all of the Applauded It pages. You will get Applauded It on Radio Public. You will get Applauded It YouTube. You will also find Applauded It on Apple Podcast. Again, just type in Applauded It Show in your search engine, and a lot of the Applauded It pages will come up in your search engine. But this does conclude this episode of the Applauded It Show. Again, I am Radio Ralph. I always appreciate you joining me. I will try to have some Facebook Lives in the future, and continue to post videos to the Applauded Show YouTube channel and continue to provide this audio version of the show. I will continue to provide this audio version of the show. And continue to broadcast the show as planned, and work on the formatting as we go, because I'm still kind of working on the format, trying to use what works and what doesn't work, and keep what works and what doesn't work, and just try to entertain as best I can. This concludes the episode of the Applauded It Show on the Exploded It Podcast Network. I am Radio Ralph. This has been a Radio Ralph production. Signing off until next time. This is Radio Ralph with the Applauded It Show.